shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part three of our series entitled The Diligent Person.
Keep your nose to the grindstone. Therein is the diligence, the continual, consistent effort in a good, positive direction. That's the discipline. That's the discipline. And I know it's tough because I got flesh too. Your flesh want to drift back. With my attention span, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do that. But I have to keep doing this because I learned that, then I have to keep doing this. Then you learn more, but you have to be organized. I've learned how to be organized. I have to manage my time because otherwise I'd get to do that, and I'm back over here. Then you have the same problem again next year because you quit doing that. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, seriously, these are my people here, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's so easy because there's so many things the Lord is shooting at us that if you don't incorporate it in your life and organize it into your day, you can be undiligent in a hurry. In a hurry, just because there's so much to do. That's why the successful people are the ones that are most organized, because once they learn a skill, they incorporate that skill into their function, into their daily function. That's where that book by John Maxwell, Today Matters, is important. Everything is important, and you should do something on it every day. If your relationships are important for you, you should do something. Even just tell your wife, I love you. Tell your husband, I love you. Because you want to keep these things in your forefront because you have to incorporate. If you learn that it's good to exercise, well, maybe you ought to go out and take a brisk walk if only it's 5 or 10 minutes. If you learn it's good to do Bible study, to do it 5. And then you get so hungry, you start wanting to do it for hours and hours. Then you have to get back in discipline and say, whoa, that's out of balance. I don't have time to do it for 10 hours today. You know, I got to go to work. I got to do something else. And that's the successful people, the ones who manage and balance. A false balance is abomination, God. When you know nothing, it's easy to balance your time. But the more you know, the more important it is for you to be diligent at organizing your life. Otherwise, you get this that should have been taken care of, didn't get taken care of. That's when I bounce checks, when I get in that situation where I'm not being diligent, looking at that thing once a week or whenever I decide to look at it, but instead you go on rushing off on something else. You look back and say, oh, man, I forgot to make that deposit. Lack of diligence, lack of consistent, continual effort in that. Where did I tell you to turn to? Proverbs what? 10:4. Proverbs 10:4 says, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent does what? The diligent person make it rich. Now, that sounds like one of those statements of that's just where it's going to be, Shabazz. The diligent person will be rich. That's a promise from God. Did you know that? That's a promise from God. If you are diligent, Robert, you're going to be rich. If you put your hand to what you know in the word and you keep pressing in that, you shall be rich. Now, people, oh, does God want you rich or doesn't want you rich? Well, he said he wants me to be diligent. He says he rewards the diligent. And he says the diligent hand should be rich. Sound like to me he wants me rich. I'm not going to count the number because I call rich having more than enough. Abundance is when you got more than what you need. And God guarantees you will have an abundant supply. He guarantees you will be rich by that definition if you are diligent. That means diligent to study to learn more. Diligent to read to know more. Then diligent to be in faith to do more. And if you do everything everybody else has done who's blessed, you too shall be blessed. Because, you know, whatever you reap, whatever you sow, you reap. But a lot of people don't sow into their financial blessing. They don't sow into their physical blessing. They sow destruction in those areas. I don't care. Those sugary desserts are good. Yeah, go ahead. Sow into destruction. Is that good? Knock yourself out. Have a good time. You don't understand. You save. You can always help yourself. Now, remember, you have to remember the other sermon that you control you. And if I keep telling myself, I'm not a big fan of sugary desserts, so that's not my nemesis. I might have other things, but it's not that. Chocolate cake doesn't tempt me, but it might tempt you. Something else might tempt me. But I can't say, I can't get away from that. I just love this. Because the more you say that, the stronger the hold gets on you for that. And a lot of people who say they can't get away, said they can't get away. A lot of folks said, I can't give it up, I just love it, said I can't give it up. I just love it. Stop and think about it. If you have what you say, you should say what you want to have, wouldn't you think? If you have something you don't want, don't say that. Say what you want. I'm free from chocolate cake. It's got no hold over me. I live and fulfill the number of my days. Divine health is mine. I eat right. Carrots taste good. Carrot juice tastes good. Now, it does taste good to me, but when you first started with that stuff, it was okay.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
Now, it does taste good to me, but when you first started with that stuff, it was okay. Good is not how I would have defined it, you know what I'm saying? You start getting, you know, juiced spinach and cabbage, and I would taste good is not the way I define it. That's healthy, but good is not what I thought. But now, whew, if I go too long without some real juice, it's just I ain't making it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You get juiced up, then next thing you're like, man, Dan and I'd be like, we got so busy last week, we ain't had juice in a week, man. I'm about to get some of the white, man. I'm about to get some of the white. That's our drug. We got to get some juice. We're going to just stop, go to Publix, and get something to juice before we pass out, because you need the juice, because you want the energy back. You want to get rid of brain fog and your thoughts and the neurons and synapses to be just snapping. You want that energy back you had before. You want that mental quickness that you had before, because when you get away from it, you didn't realize it before because you lived like that for so many years. But once you get free from that, you realize it when you don't have it. Isn't that right, Lakey? You got to get that juice. You go on vacation on juice for a while, you feel like your battery is out. You're like, I'm about to find me a Whole Food or open one or something. I'm gonna be eating out somebody's backyard in a minute. I'm gonna be juicing some weeds or something. I need some energy in this body. But when you begin to say things like that, that becomes exciting. Because I'll take juice over dessert any day. I don't know one dessert I would take over a good glass of juice. Does that mean there's not certain desserts I like? You know, in the past I've liked apple pie. You know, right now they always taste too sweet. But I did find one somewhere where somebody backed off the sugar. I said, now, this one isn't bad. Because, you know, if you go to a health food store and have apple pie, generally it's not as sweet. You know, it tastes kind of like dehydrated apples with dough on it. But that, to me, tastes like apple pie, you know, to me. Because when they put that other one on there, I'm like, oh, you know, it's so thick. The sugar is so thick. But that's why I used to love it. Put a big a la mode scoop of ice cream on top of it, vanilla ice cream, vanilla bean ice cream. And that, to me, was good. If I ate it now, I know that vanilla ice cream would just tear my stomach up. It would tear me up. So, no, that ain't good. You hear me saying it's not good. I ain't having to say it by faith no more. It's not good. Stuff makes me sick. If I had a little corner like that, I'd probably be okay. But I'm like, it's just too sweet. But I had to start saying something different. I had to start saying something different. Because he becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent should be made rich. You got to speak those things over you. I have the wisdom to have finances like anybody else. Body of Christ, it shouldn't be poor. Money shouldn't be an issue for the body of Christ. Sickness shouldn't be an issue. Shouldn't be anything we have to deal with. So let's go ahead and get victory over it through the word, and then we don't have to deal with it. Let's go ahead and get financially blessed. We want to deal. Oh, but it's hard. No, it's not hard reading a book. It's hard not reading a book and living without the knowledge a book would give me. He that stores up knowledge is wise. I want to be wise. Life is easy for the wise person. The wise person gets all the luck. The hard life is the one that wants to be ignorant. His flesh or her flesh are in control, and they're ignorant and sick. That's hard, and you got to tell yourself that. Because if you don't, you'll compare yourself to your friends and say, no, that's okay. No, that's hard. Most Christians are living a hard life. They're struggling for Jesus. They're struggling over sickness and disease and poverty and lack. That's hard, people. But if you don't say it's hard just because it's normal, you won't have the faith to say, no, that doesn't belong to me. Sickness doesn't belong to me. I'm getting rid of this thing if I got it. If I don't have it, I'm never going to have it. I'm going to do the things to make sure I don't get it. I'm going to walk in divine health, not just healing. Get my healing and walk in divine health. I gave up sickness. Don't want that anymore. Gave up pain. Wasn't a good thing. Gave up poverty. Wasn't good. So you start talking like that, diligent in your words, diligent in your confession. It'll bring wealth. It'll bring prosperity. It'll make you rich. Let's flip over quickly to Proverbs 12:24. Proverbs 12:24. Then two more and we'll be finished with this. Two more after this and we will be finished. Proverbs 12:24. And actually, some of them are the same point. I might skip one. I think I might have covered it. Proverbs 12:24. Are you there? Proverbs 12, verse 24 reads. One more page. Proverbs 12:24. The hand of the diligent shall do what? But the slothful shall be. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Now, what are you saying? The diligent person will come to a position where they're the boss, whereas the other person will always be a low employee, having the rule, having the reign. You may start a business, you're the ruler of the business. You may be higher up in management, so you're the ruler of a lot of people beneath you. The diligent are the ones to get promoted. The diligent are the ones to get increased. The diligent are the ones to start their own business. The diligent are the ones to make rich. The diligent are the ones that are successful. When you look at somebody more successful than somebody else, one of the keys that probably was their diligence. They were a lot more diligent. Two people may graduate college the same year, graduate from the same school and the same degree, but I guarantee you 25 years will separate them. Always will. Very seldom will they both have done it. Now, you look at Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, they both did it. Even though Bill Gates is worth $70 billion, I think Steve Jobs is worth, I don't know, several hundred million or something, or he's probably worth $1 billion or $2 billion now with Macintosh, but nowhere near $70 billion. What's the difference between the two? Is it the ideal? I think it was the diligence. It took a lot more work to open up your software to everybody because people writing bugs and all these viruses and all that, so he's got to deal with that, whereas the other guy kept his locked up. He kept it safe. So he got a Macintosh, but also not as many people have it or as many people use it, and costs a whole lot more money, so it's not as many people wanting to buy it. But Bill Gates wrote software for IBM PC and just opened it up to everybody. Everybody can write for it, but he gets a cut of all those that write. So sure, it's a little harder to manage. Takes a little more diligence. Takes a little more organization. The pastor who's got a certain level of organization can deal with 50. Pastor with another level of organization can deal with 200. Pastor with another level of organization can deal with 1,000. Another level of organization could deal with 25,000 or more. Young E. Cho is very organized. He's got over 2 million people, I think they say now. Being able to organize yourself requires the diligence, because I tell you, the more you know, the more organization it takes to keep it all in order before you start forgetting and skipping and missing things.
Today's message has been part 3 of our series entitled The Diligent Person.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian.